This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday wrapped up his latest Middle East trip, where he pushed hard for a ceasefire or hostage deal between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
After a packed trip to Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, Blinken left for home without any news of a ceasefire agreement. Observers had also been watching for a broader deal that would have involved normalizing ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia, possibly in exchange for a deal that would have ended the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he is not willing to end the war to get a hostage deal. And he said a planned military offensive into the Gaza city of Rafah, where at least 1 million Palestinians have fled, would happen whether there is a ceasefire or not. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The United Nations says if the Israel-Hamas war stopped today, it would still take until 2040 to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in nearly 7 months of Israel's bombardment and ground offensive in the territory. Meanwhile, as the fighting continues, AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest on the human toll the war is taking.
Gaza's health ministry has said the bodies of over 24 people killed by Israeli airstrikes have been brought to local hospitals in a period of 24 hours. It also said over 50 injured people are being treated at hospitals throughout the enclave. The ministry say that women and children make up about two-thirds of those killed. The Israeli military says it has killed some 13,000 militants without providing evidence to back up the claims. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Solomon Islands lawmakers selected Jeremiah Minnelli as their new prime minister Thursday, elevating the former foreign minister who has pledged to continue the Pacific Island nation's international policy that drew it closer to China. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Speaking outside parliament, Minnelli pledged to unveil new policies soon as the economy slowly recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic and 2021 anti-government riots. Minnelli was foreign minister and had traveled to China in 2019 to formalize the Solomon's switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to Beijing. On Monday, Minnelli said he would keep the same foreign policy basis, friends to all and enemies to none. The election has been closely watched by China, the United States and neighboring Australia because of the potential impact on regional security. Sogavare had struck a controversial security pact with Beijing in 2022. The opposition coalition has been critical of the pact and favored a return to closer ties with countries like Australia and the U.S.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane To reporting. Russia has struck the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa with ballistic missiles in an overnight attack, injuring 14 people and starting a massive blaze. Local officials and emergency services say the third attack on the city in a week hit a sorting depot belonging to Ukraine's biggest private delivery company. The company said no staff were injured, but the strike started a major fire. Long-range strikes have been a feature of Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, which mostly is focused on attrition. Kyiv officials have pleaded for more air defenses from Ukraine's Western partners, but they have been slow in coming. During a visit to Beirut, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced Thursday the European Union has offered Lebanon a financial package worth $1.7 billion to support its faltering economy and security forces. Von der Leyen said the package would help bolster basic services in Lebanon, including health and education, though she added it was crucial for Beirut to take forward economic, financial, and banking reforms to revitalize the business environment and banking sector. Speaking alongside Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Makati and Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis, European Union von der Leyen recommitted the European Union to its relations with Lebanon.
We are here first and foremost to say that the European Union strongly supports Lebanon and its people, and we want to reinforce our long-standing cooperation. Today, we discussed how we can strengthen our political and economic relations, and support the security and stability of Lebanon.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.